Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is in China for a three-day state visit that comes as tensions bubble between the two countries in the South China Sea. But the new Philippine leader is firm that relations with China stay on a friendly footing, a kind of balancing act between Washington and Beijing that has the Philippines' military ally, the US, closely watching. NPR's Julie McCarthy, who covers Southeast Asia, joins us.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So, Julie, for those who haven't followed the region closely, the Philippines has a new leader who is democratically elected and is the son of the former dictator. China just reaffirmed Xi Jinping as the head of the party. And now these two leaders are meeting. Set the scene for us. Is this a David meets Goliath situation?
Well, I don't think it's a classic David meets Goliath. I think what you have here in the Philippines is a country like many in Southeast Asia that lives in the shadow of China. And in many ways, that directs their sails.
And so Marcos arrives in Beijing in the midst of China's COVID-19 crisis, which suggests both sides really want this visit, but tensions have also flared between the two. So what's Marcos looking for?
Well, principally, he wants stable, peaceful relations with China, and he wants to reduce the risk of any conflict. And that conflict seems to center around provocations, Chinese provocations in the South China Sea. And he also wants to strengthen economic cooperation. So you've got security and the economy. China is the Philippines' biggest trading partner, a major source of foreign investment. But the 800-pound gorilla in the room really is China's persistent, aggravating, so the critics say, behavior in the South China Sea that the Philippines says trammels its sovereignty. And Marcos is under a lot of pressure on the home front to confront China. And briefers say he's going to raise that. But the question is, how forcefully? I mean, Marcos is one to steer away from confrontation.
So let's bore into that 800-pound gorilla issue. Tensions in the South China Sea are not new. What happened under Marcos's watch to make the Philippines eager to see him stand up to the Chinese?
Well, I guess the point really is, it's true the tensions aren't new, but they're not abating. China is just continuing to provoke in the South China Sea, despite the dozens of diplomatic protests the Philippines has launched. And it's not giving this new administration, in the words of one analyst, any breathing space. The Philippine military says China's fishing fleet is swarming, their word, several shoals and reefs that lie inside Philippine-claimed waters. Again, that's not new, but they're furious about it. And the Philippine people, by vast majorities, want Marcos to assert the integrity and sovereignty of the Philippines. But, you know, the Philippine government says, look, you know, maritime issues don't define the totality of this relationship. And Marcos says he wants a new chapter in strategic cooperation with China. Here he is.
I look forward to my meeting with President Xi as we work towards shifting the trajectory of our relations to a higher gear that would hopefully bring numerous prospects and abundant opportunities for the peace and development to the peoples of both our countries.
But, you know, Marcos has to balance between cooperation and making it very clear that the Philippines has interests in the South China Sea and it means to defend them. His predecessor, Rodrigo Duterte, avoided that, and he deferred to China on the South China Sea, and he was accused of appeasement.
Does Marcos's trip to China have wider significance for the region?
Most definitely. You know, this is playing out against major shifts. Geopolitical events are reshaping Asia today. The United States is engaged in this strategic competition with China. And the Philippines is right in the middle of that great power rivalry. Its geography, and it sprawls off China's east coast. It sits just south of Taiwan, which China considers a renegade province and vows to reunite with the mainland. And then crucially, you have the United States, which is giving a very strong endorsement of the Philippines over these latest rows with the South China Sea. It supports them in their defense of their own waters, and their two militaries are drawing closer. The two sides are negotiating locations in the Philippines where the U.S. might pre-position hardware. You know, this alliance plays a big role in U.S. defense planning and interests. And analysts say if China succeeds in pulling away the Philippines, it would severely weaken the strategic position of the United States, but they don't think that's very likely at this point.
So what are the deliverables here from Marcos? What sort of agreements might come out of this?
Well, there's 10 to 14 bilateral agreements that are expected to be signed on trade, investment, renewable energy. Marcos is bringing a large contingent of Philippine business leaders. China is opening back up and they see opportunity. Tourism is on the agenda. Nearly 2 million Chinese visited the Philippines in 2019. And now with China opening up again, Marcos is extending the welcome mat to Chinese tourists.
And COVID infections raging through China right now after it lifted nearly 3 years of lockdown. This has to impact the trip.
It certainly does. There will be no meeting with the Philippine community because of the COVID surge. And that's a big deal for a Philippine president. There's a huge Philippine diaspora and they always meet with them. That's not on the agenda this time. A state dinner is on the agenda tomorrow night. And that comes after Marcos's day-long meetings with the Chinese leadership, including President Xi.
That's NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent, Julie McCarthy. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.